Hi everyone, this is the Cosmic Lounge. We are in for a little exploration today on addiction and really to look at the perception of addiction from a 5D perception, right? So very often the way humans tend to look at addiction is to look at the codependency that is existing with the substance itself, and hence why we are looking at, oh, this person is addicted to alcohol, this person is addicted to drugs, this person is addicted to food, and just name it. Well, what I'm inviting you to do is to dive deeper and explore really the source of this perceived addiction, which again connect with the physical experience. But as we know, you and I know that whatever action we choose to take is primarily decided, so to speak, or sparked or originated from an emotional impulse. Because addictions are actually the experiences of an unmanaged mind that is trying to compensate an emotional experience that is creating discomfort, and to rebalance that uncomfortable situation, position, like experience, then there's an active agent outside, obviously, as the proper will, so to speak, of this person, and that helps facilitate, bring back balance, equilibrium within this emotional experience. So the way the 5D perception is looking at an experience of addiction is not just to remain connected and trying to prevent and control and manage the choice of how to rebalance the original unbalance, but more so, I am inviting you to look deeper into why was there an unbalance to start with, right? And this is where, from where I'm looking at, is there's never an experience of addiction to a specific substance. And although I perceive the need in cases to really obviously look at that physiological codependency, physical codependency, there is at the same time the need to look at the emotional addiction that was the source, that has always been the source of the action that unfolded to rebalance the situation, right? So that implies that the addictions, any addictions, is originated from an emotional standpoint, which means that it is more of an emotional addiction than an actual addiction to substance. The addiction to substance is the translation in action in something more tangible of a deeper addiction that is caused at the source, and that is originated closer to the emotional perception and the original truth of belief system that really this action was rooted in. So if we take an example, well, I'm going to take the example of my father, for example, because it's obviously the one that speaks to me the most. My father appears to be an alcoholic, right? He was addicted to alcohol. He was addicted to gambling. These two experiences of addictions were the translation of a deeper addiction, which was not enoughness, the feeling of not feeling enough, not being enough. And that was rooted in a construct that was made earlier on in his life, as he was addicted to the belief that he was not enough, because the way he has created the narrative of who he was done through the connecting the dots between an experience he has had it probably more than one time and how he felt about it. And when we start looking at detaching an event, a fact, with an emotional experience that simultaneously seems to be happening at the same time, then we are starting the path of freedom to look at the possibility of having an experience without necessarily be codependent on it through our emotional self, right? So really, the reality of my father's experience was that he was addicted to the belief that he was not good enough, that he was insignificant. That was the core of his addiction. His insistent need to be defined, to be finding himself in this life, in this reality, 3D reality, started with, I am insignificant. And so, of course, his path unfolded for 46 years as a need for him to find the significance of his being, the meaning behind his existence. Right? So what he did, well, he started again to unfold his choices, his decision process from the point of, I am insignificant. Because I am insignificant, not only don't I nurture myself to support longevity, health, fitness, wellness, but also I'm going to, with the alcohol, but gambling was actually, I'm going to look at when the lack of power that I have with life, because it's either I win or I lose. There's just two options. There's not an unlimited potential for me to evolve myself into towards significance. It's either if life works with me, I am significant. If it doesn't work with me because I lose, I am insignificant. And so, of course, the likelihood is 50-50 chance, right? So he perceived that he was more of a loser than a winner, which continued his need to be addicted to the substance because it moved back to the original perception, which I am insignificant. So this catch-22 is coming because he originally accepted the belief that was never a truth about him, but a belief that it was an insignificant piece in the equation of his life. And as a man who actually was super smart when it comes down to mathematics, which he loved, he was the X factor. The X factor was, how do I resolve this existent equation, which is, I am significant. And the X factor was his own life, his own perception to himself. Well, he finally on this path found out the X by reconnecting himself from with the divine aspect of himself, which was the only path for him to find significance in this uncharted territory of life, in this big unknown called life, right? It was that he was one with the design. And only when once he found the connection to the greater design could he find the significance to his life and let go of his addiction, right? And that was really the part of that, to me, remained the most important, essential, powerful, meaningful, purposeful part of supporting somebody in their sabotaging pattern, is to stop looking at the actions they've taken to rebalance the sabotaging space and really go deeper into the why did this lack of equilibrium started at the first place. So the reason why I'm sharing this story with you, the reason why I'm sharing this opportunity for you to either know more about me eventually, but also for you to look at where is it that I tend to look at something outside of myself to rebalance my emotional sense of self. And you can feel free to look at all of these, and you can spend your entire life managing, trying to control and limit yourself in the action, which will cost you to use a lot of creative energy to control and prevent. Or you can actually look at this as an opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror and look at, oh my goodness, I am using food to rebalance my emotional emptiness, my lack of connection with myself, my fear of loneliness, my fear of not being good enough. And then now you can start working towards connecting the dots between, well, who do I need to be? Or what would I do if I was connected, if I was significant, if I was, and that if, or that when, that you can use as when or because I am significant, this is the action that I'm taking. And that is where the practice is, to elevate the paradigm in which you live, so that you can turn your reality into something that is more congruent to who you are truly at the source, not just a reactive being to something you have no control over and that is actually leading your life. So if that makes sense to you, then heck yes, we want more of what makes sense to us in our heart and in our mind. And for that, well, continue listening to the Cosmic Lounge. Next week, we are going to look into experiences or exploration on connection in the 5D wealth. Like, what does it mean to be wealthy in the 5D? We're also going to look following weeks at animal energies. I know that some of you are interested in looking at what are the energy signature to some of the animals that are surrounding us. And there's going to be many more. So if you are interested in deepening your understanding about yourself and life in general, don't hesitate to connect with me. Feel free to find me more on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can look, and I'm inviting you to go explore my website, where you're going to find also some online courses that are just available in the moment. You can just purchase them and then dive deeper into some of these concepts right away, and then on your own. And then there's also a full list of the 2023 retreats that I'm going to be offering here domestically in the States, but also in Europe. And maybe you want to be part of it and share an experience of deepening of your connection to your soul. I would be so delighted to have you join us and share the fun. On this note, I wish you an amazing week, and I talk to you very soon. Bye.